My first guest in this edition is Georgia Congressman Tom Price, a Republican representing the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. He's also a member of the Critical Financial Services Committee, which is right at the heart of the massive debate upon Capitol Hill about that $700 billion Wall Street bailout package. House Republicans are standing their ground, saying that the version being put forth by the Senate Banking Committee and endorsed by the president is not good enough. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Great to be with you again.
Where do we stand right now?
Well, at this time on Friday afternoon, we are in negotiations. Finally, the House Republicans have been invited to the table because of the unified stance that we've taken, that we don't believe that the taxpayers ought to bail out Wall Street. There's a lot in flux right now, though, and we're working just as hard as we can to make certain that taxpayers are protected, that we live up to the principles of a free market economy that have provided the opportunity for America to be the envy of the world, and that there's an exit strategy that makes certain that we don't have a huge new bureaucracy out of whatever occurs.
Give our listeners an example of some provisions of the current legislation that you and many in your conference find unacceptable.
Oh, my goodness. The list is as long as your arm. But in the first place, $700 billion of taxpayer money to buy out assets from companies that did the wrong thing is unacceptable. To allow bankruptcy judges to change the provisions of a private contract to make it so that a mortgage payment would be different or a payoff payment would be different without the permission of either side is unacceptable. The list goes on and on. It's just it's just a remarkable power grab that will not occur if we're able to stop it.
And what are some of the provisions you believe are essential for any sort of package?
There are wonderful, wonderful market principles that could be adopted that would significantly assist companies. First is decreasing the capital gains tax so that you increase liquidity into the process immediately. Tax provisions that would allow for accounting provisions that would allow for change in the way that companies put their assets on their balance sheet, called a mark-to-market rule. That would overnight increase the liquidity of companies all across this nation, and that ties into allowing pension plans to increase and the credit crunch that we currently have to be helped. It's imperative also, I believe, that we have a system where companies on Wall Street bail themselves out by the purchase of insurance. There are all sorts of avenues that we've used or similar programs that have been used for this in the past. This would be one, again, that would allow Wall Street to bail out Wall Street and not have the taxpayers bail out Wall Street. At the same time, we've got to make certain that the executives who benefited from maybe not illegal activity, although some of them possibly, but certainly unscrupulous and immoral activity, are not benefited one dime by the taxpayer dollar.
Congressman, let me have you respond to a couple of the arguments being made by those in favor of the current piece of legislation. First of all, President Bush, among others, says this needs to be done ASAP, and any sort of delay, even just by a few days, could be disastrous. How do you respond to that?
Well, I concede and admit certainly that there are significant financial challenges for this nation. There is no doubt about it. We don't dispute that at all. But what we do dispute is that to allow companies to publicly share their risk, the losses that they had, is not a capitalist system. It's not an American system. It's not one that embraces the American values that you and I know so well. So yes, do we have to get something done? Absolutely. Should it be the government, the taxpayer bailing out Wall Street? No, absolutely not.
And then in terms of how the Democrats are responding to the principles you laid out just a moment ago, you mentioned you've just recently been invited to the table, so maybe the full discussion hasn't happened yet. But in terms of those pro-market principles that you want to be part of this legislation, how are they reacting to that suggestion?
Well, the Democrats tend to be a party that sees any problem and embraces a taxpayer money to be thrown at it. And so they are very comfortable with the plan that originally came out. But hopefully what they will do at this point is recognize that in order to pass something in a bipartisan way, which they say is their desire, that they will move in a direction that embraces American fundamental principles of free market economies. It's important for your listeners to note, however, that the Democrats run this place. The fact that we had the battle in August over energy and stayed in when Speaker Pelosi sent everybody home was because they run this place. If they wanted to pass this thing, they could do so tomorrow.
And talk about that, the political realities here. As you mentioned, they have the majority in the House. It's not like the Senate where they need a certain number above a simple majority to pass things through. They have the votes to get it through. So why are they basically focusing on getting you and your conference to get on board?
Well, we're standing on principle. They're playing politics. And that that seems to be the routine here. Because, as you say, they could pass it today or tomorrow if they wanted. There's no reason for them to delay unless they don't support the plan. Now, they say that they support the plan that was introduced by the Secretary of the Treasury. If, in fact, they do, then they just ought to go ahead and pass it. I don't believe that they do support it. They just want to attempt to blame somebody else for it.
And so a little bit of political cover potentially going on here. There's also, of course, the Democrats suggesting that the deal was basically done until John McCain came to town on Thursday, and that kind of threw the wrench in the works. Is that accurate? And what really happened yesterday?
No, what really happened is that House Republicans haven't changed their principles from the very beginning of this at all, and the statements that we believe that the taxpayer ought to be protected in any agreement, that there ought to be private equity and private money involved in this process so that, again, Wall Street bails out Wall Street, and that there ought to be an exit strategy so that we don't have a huge bureaucracy at the end of the day. Those are the principles that we stated early in the week at the very beginning of this. Those are the principles that we stand by now. What changed is that they realize, that Speaker Pelosi and the Democrats realize, that they aren't able to pass this through their own caucus. So they need to have, unless they break arms, which they are oftentimes want to do, but unless they do that, they need to have support from our side of the aisle. We believe that free market principles ought to be included in the final bill.
Last 30 seconds here, Congressman. Obviously, there's a debate happening tonight in Mississippi. It's supposed to be on foreign policy, but undoubtedly there will be several economic questions as a result of what's going on right now. What should voters be listening for from these two candidates?
Well, I think the general sense of where the what role the government ought play in challenges that we face. Democrats and Senator Obama tend to believe that the government ought to be more involved in your lives and more involved in the American process, as opposed to allowing free market principles and the wonderful economic principles that have worked so well to allow us to become the greatest nation on the face of the earth to prevail. Senator McCain tends to believe that the government ought to be out of those kinds of processes as opposed to in.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you kindly.
Georgia Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District, member of the pivotal House Financial Services Committee. This is Dateline Washington.